We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov ben Pitchas Eliyahu. We are in Kalim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. Lemala Mehem. So now we're going to list Avos Hatuma that are even on a higher level than the Avos Hatuma of the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah we had Sheretz, Shechva Zera, Tmei Meis, and Mitzora. Then we had Mechatas that does not have Kidei Hazah, the ashes of the Paraduma with the water that's not enough to put the Ezov inside to sprinkle. Those were all Metame Adam and Kalim Bimaga, touching, and Klei Cheres, earthenware vessels in the Avir, in the airspace, but then Metame Mamasa. So obviously in our mission, we're going to list Avos HaTumah, high levels of Tumah, that are able to be Metame Mamasa, not only if you touch them, Bimaga, but even if you pick them up, you lift them up, even if you're not touching them. So the first one on this list that's metame not only bimaga but bimasa is nevela. Nevela, if you have a kezias of a bus or nevela, it's a kosher animal. The animal died, but it wasn't shechted, so then that's a high level of tuma. That's an avatuma. But that's going to be metame bimasa as well. Umechatas sheyesh bahem kidei hazaya. This is where you have the ashes of the paraduma together with the spring water, but there is sufficient in there in order for the azo, for the hyssop to be dipped inside and then sprinkled on people to purify them. And what makes these higher, a higher level than the previous Mishnah? Shehem mitamin es ha'adam bimasa. They are mitame a person bimasa, even if you're lifting. So even if a person, let's say a person has a piece of nevela on a plate, he's not touching the nevela, just lifting up the plate. He becomes tame, he becomes a rishon l'tuma from the nevela, even though he's not touching. But not only that, litame begadim bimaga. The chiddush of this Mishnah is that not only does he become tame, but the clothing he's wearing become tame at the time that he's lifting up this nevela or the mechatas that have kidei hazaya. So take the person who has a piece of nevela on a plate, he's not touching it, he's lifting up that nevela at that moment. So based on the pasuk Vayikra Yirav, it says vahanoseis nevlasa yichabes bigadav tame ad arav. What does it mean that he has to launder his clothing, he has to put the clothing in the mikvah? So the answer is that a person who's carrying nevela, even though he's not touching it, he's Metame begadim. He's metame. He makes the clothing tame. Not only the clothing is wearing, but it would be any clothing that he may be touching at the time that he's lifting up the nevela. And that's not true only for clothing. That's true, even though the Torah speaks about yichabes begadav, it's referring to all kalim. So if you have a person who, at the time, he has a piece of nevela on a plate, he's lifting up the nevela, he's not touching it, and at the same time, he's touching a metal pot. So that metal pot becomes tame as well. At the moment that he's touching he's carrying the nevela. So that means that just like the person becomes a Rishon L'tuma, the kli, or the clothing, becomes a Rishon L'tuma as well. What happens now that he's not carrying the nevela anymore? He separates from the nevela. So he is a Rishon L'tuma. If he would touch a kli right now, he would not be able to make tummy. If he would touch clothing right now, he wouldn't make them tummy. Those because a kli or a kalim cannot become a Sheni L'tuma. Only food or drink can become a Sheni L'tuma. It's only at the moment that he's carrying the nevela can he even make clothing or other kalim to become a rishon l'tuma as well. And this is not only true for nevela. We said the mechatas, because this is based on the pasuk by maybe your test. Umaze mehanida, this is referring to the mayim with the efer of paraduma, yichabes begadav. There also it speaks about laundering the clothing. It must mean that at the moment that he's carrying this, even when he's not touching this mechatas, he is going to be mitami begadim that he's wearing or begadim that he touches. So therefore, you see, the two Avos HaTumah in our Mishnah are on a higher level than the, or more strict than the ones in the previous Mishnah for two reasons. Number one is that the Metame, an Adam, a person, not only Bimaga, but even Bimasa, even if he carries. And number two, the person who's carrying it is Metame, at that moment, Begadim or Kalim that he's touching. But then the Mishnah says, V'chasuche Begadim Bimaga. The word Chasuche, we may know that word from Atachon Atanu, of Chasuchim Mikol Chet. We may know that word from the Akedah, V'lo Chasachto Es Bincha. It means to withhold, to refrain. So v'chasuche begadim b'mago. What this Mishnah is telling us is that clothing, though, are chasuchim, are withheld from this type of tumah regarding touching, which means if a person is only touching a nevela or the mechatas, and that irmashna that are yeshba kedei hazaya enough that he's able to sprinkle, able to put the hyssop in, he's not going to be metami even clothing that he's wearing, and certainly not clothing that or of kalim that he's touching. It's only when he carries it, and that's because the Torah says when it comes to nevela, hanogea benivla so yitmada arif, or by mechatas vahanogea b'mehanida yitmada arif. So there's no mention of kibus begadim, of laundering clothing. So interestingly, that yes, you become tummy if you're touching the mechatas or the nevela, but you're not metame clothing or kelim. That's only a tuma that applies, an extra chum that applies when it's masa, only when you're carrying it. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. L'mala mehen, now even higher than the nevela, the mechatas, kedei hazaya, are the following avos hatuma. And that is, number one, is Boel Nida, a man who had relations with the Nida. The Pasuk says in Vayikra Tezvav, V'im shachav yishkav ish osa, usini dasa alav tamesh vas yamim, v'chala mishkav ashi yishkav alav itma. So we learn from the phrase that says, v'utihini dasa alav. Now, he's not a Nida. The woman he may have relations with maybe have been a Nida. So the halacha is that a Boel Nida is an av hatama like a Nida. A Nida is certainly an av hatama. Nida, like a Zav and a Zava, are all on the level of Av Hatoma. We'll talk about Anida, who's even on a higher level than the Boel Nida, in the next Mishnah. But this Mishnah is speaking about the Boel Nida, and it's coming to tell us that just like a Nida is Mitame, a person, or even a Klicheris, an earthenware vessel, so he too, the Boel Nida, if he had relations with the Nida, even though he's not a Nida himself, he also has that level of Tumah, that Av of Tumah, that he's Mitame, a person, and a Klicheris. And not only that, he's also metame a mishkav, something that you rely upon like a nida does. In what way? Shehu metame mishkav tachton ke'elyon. Just like a nida is metame the lower mattress, just like the upper mattress. What does that mean? Let's say you have even 10 mattresses, one on top of the other. So if a nida's on the top mattress, so even the bottom mattress is tame. So that would apply to the boel nida as well. There's only one slight difference. Anida, who's an avatama, a woman who's an avatama, if she would lie on the top mattress, the bottom mattress is the same level of tuma that she is. She's an avatama, the mattress becomes an avatama. Even though normally we're supposed to lower one level, it does not. It becomes an avatama like she, and the lower mattress as well. Here, regarding the boel nida, it's true he's metame, even the lower mattress that he's not lying on, but that only becomes a rishon nitama. So in that way, it's not exactly like anida, a leniency somewhat. Then the Mishnah says, "Lamala mehen," and even higher than the Boel Nida, is Zovo Shel Zav, which is the fluid coming out of the body of a Zav, Viroko, and his saliva, Vishikhvazaro, the Shikhvazer also, the other Zav could also have Shikhvazera, Umemiraglav, and his urine, Vidam Hanida, the blood of Anida, all of these liquids, Shehen Metamin Bemaga Uvamasa, they are Metame, both if you touch them, Metame the person, or the Kli, and Masa, and carrying them. And the reason they're on a higher level is because the Mishnah, in Mishnah Beis, we spoke about the Nevel and the Mechatas, we said those are only metame clothing that you're wearing or that you touch at the time that you're carrying the nevela, let's say. But if you're touching the nevela, we said, no, those are chasuchim, those are withheld from that tummy. If you're touching the nevela, then you're not metame clothing. Here, if you're touching the, let's say, the saliva of the zav or the urine of the zav or dam hanida, so that's not only metame the person, but it's metame if the person at the moment he's touching those liquids, he's touching clothing, or the clothing he's wearing, those become tameh as well, even though this is not carrying. Carrying would be true too, but even here touching, that's why it's on a higher level. The Mishnah then continues, L'mal mehen, what's even above the Meraglayim, the Damida, the Shechvazera, and Rok of Azav, is Merkav, is something that people use to ride on. Shehu metame tachas even misma. That's metame under an even misma. What's an even misma? It's a large stone, very heavy, that people usually put on something that they need, where they need something of great weight to place it. It's a very, or some say it's something that a large stone that you put on pegs. The point is that if you, let's say you have this very large stone, that's a barrier between the Zav and the Merkav, which means they have a riding, something he could potentially ride on, and you have this very very large stone, and he's on top of that. That means the Zav is not really putting his weight on the Merkav itself. The Merkav is on the weight on the Merkav, on the riding, whatever it may be, is really the Evan Misma. Nonetheless, the Merkav becomes Tameh because there's a Zav. And then it's going to be metame anyone who sits on that stone. Lamalim and Hamerkov, what's even higher than a riding, something to ride on that becomes tame in this case? Mishkav, something that people normally lie on, which means that if even a Mishkav Hazav, and this would be true, by the way, not only for lying, but even something that you sit on, not necessarily ride on, but you sit on, so that will be, that's even higher than the Merkav, than the riding item. Of course, the halacha of the Evan Misma applies to the Mishkav, but there's a more of a chumrah to it, and that is Sheshave Maga Ola Masa'o, which means that there's an equation between the touching and the carrying of the Mishkav Hazav, which means even a person who touches the, let's say, mattress, a bed of a Zav, is going to be Tameh at that time, is going to be Tameh clothing that he's wearing or that he's touching the same way if he would be carrying it. When it comes to a Zav, it says v'isha sheyigabe mishkavo. Someone touches his mattress, something he lies on. Yichabes because he has to launder his clothing, which means the clothing becomes tamei that he's wearing or that he's touching at the time that he's touching it. But if you are touching or carrying it, but if you are touching the merkav hazav, your clothing do not become tamei, because the Torah says also all of this is parshas mitzora. V'chol hamerkav sheyirkav alav hazav yitma. That's what he's writing on. So you see, when it comes to Mishkav Hazav, makes no difference if you're touching or carrying, you need to launder your clothing, meaning put them in the mikvah. But by Merkav, there's a difference between touching and carrying. When it comes to carrying, yes, you launder your clothing, or that at that time that you're carrying it, they become tummy or other clothing or kelim you touch. But when it comes to touching, not so. The same way we had when it came to Nevela. We distinguish between the two, carrying, yes, Yimitame Begadim, but not touching. The same thing is true when it comes to the Merkav Hazav, the riding item, but not a Mishkav, not something that you lie on. So Mishkav is more Chomer than Merkav. Mishkav of Hazav versus Merkav of Hazav. Lemala Mishkav, even higher than Mishkav, is Hazav. Meaning higher than the Mishkav Hazav, that which the Zav lied on, but is the Zav himself. Shehazav osa Mishkav, vein Mishkav osa Mishkav. In what way is the Zav higher than the Mishkav? The fact that a Zav who lies on something that's fit for lying, he makes it into a Mishkav Hazav, which is an Avhatumah, meaning the Zav is an Avhatumah, and that Mishkav is an Avhatumah. We discussed that anyone who touches that Mishkav is Matami, is Begadim as well. But a Mishkav cannot make another Mishkav. A Mishkav Azav that touched another Mishkav that's Tahor doesn't make it into a Mishkav Azav. Pasuk says, V'chol Mishkav asher yishkav olav hazav yitma. Azav can make it into a Mishkav, but one Mishkav can't make it into a Mishkav. And therefore, clearly the Zav himself is a higher level of Chumrah of Tumah than the Mishkav that he makes Tameh.